welcome once again to Wonder-Filled Stories Podcast. You can follow along in your copy of Secrets of the Sofa, because we are going to be reading Chapter 5. Integrity is a word that means doing the right thing even when nobody's looking. Building your character is like building your muscles. It's not easy. Sometimes it's hard work. Sometimes it takes discipline. But the more that you practice character, the stronger your character gets. And everybody likes a person with strong character. These are the people that you can trust. These are the people that you can rely on. These are the people that are going to do what they say they're going to do because they said that they were going to do it. The first indicator of a successful person in this life is a person that has strong character. You can make a list of rules for yourself that will help you exercise your character. Take out your journal and make a list like, I'm always going to do what I say I'm going to do, no matter how hard it is to do it. Or maybe, I'm never going to take something that doesn't belong to me, no matter how much I want it. Talk to the adults in your life for more ideas of things that you can do to exercise your character. But enough of that jive, it's time for Chapter 5. Chapter 5. Finders, Keepers. The boys peered dumbly at the pile of money in the center of the clubhouse. There were bills of every value in random stacks, spilled like playing cards across the floor. A slight breeze fluttered the edge of a few 20s. "Should we count it?" Jace asked, breaking the dumbfound silence. "I don't know." Kai pondered their situation. "Is it ours?" "What are you talking about?" Davy piped up defensively. "Of course it's ours. Our couch means it's our money." "Yeah, but I know what he means, though." Jace ran a hand nervously through his thick brown hair and gestured toward the pile. "If the guy at the yard sale knew about this, he would have cleaned it out before selling us the couch for $10. "Finders, keepers, losers, shut up, Davy," Kai interrupted. "This isn't our money, plain and simple." "It's a rule of nature, Kai," Davy argued. "If you find something, it's yours. You can't fight nature." Kai retorted. "My grandpa always taught me, unless you are given money or earn money, it doesn't belong to you, and you need to give it back." "We did earn it," Davy countered. "We dragged that thing through the forest all afternoon. I still can't feel my fingertips." "He's got a point," Jace added. "I got stung twice by yellow jackets. They're everywhere this year." "That doesn't matter," Kai debated. "I'm sure the dude didn't intend to sell us $1 million for $10. If he comes looking for the lost money, are you going to tell him, finders keepers, to justify keeping the money?" "First, it's not even close to $1 million. Second," Davy scanned his brain. "I forgot what I was going to say, but we should keep it." "You forgot because you don't have a real reason to keep it, dingus," Kai spouted. "We need to give it back." Jace had been pondering the problem. "What if we asked him?" "What are you talking about?" Davy looked at Jace like he had a horn growing out of his forehead. He mocked the idea with a goofy face and a squeaky voice.
"Excuse me, sir. Did you mean to sell me this couch full of money?"
"No?
Oh, okay then. Here you go."
"Look, I want to keep this money as badly as you do," Jace adopted a reasonable tone. "But let's face it, we don't even know where this money came from." Jace leaned in as if telling a secret. "I saw a movie where two girls found a suitcase of drug money. They had to run for their lives from a bloodthirsty drug lord that promised to chop them into little pieces. Davy took a moment to imagine being chopped into pieces before he shook it off and howled, "This isn't drug lord money." "You don't know that," Kai said. "I don't want a hitman showing up to murder us in the middle of social studies." "Let's go talk to the guy," Jay said, changing tactics. "We can tell him what's going on. He'll probably give us some of the money for being so brave and honest." "I can't believe this. I feel like I'm eating crazy bacon," Davy lamented. "There is a pile of money in our hands. Why would you want to give it back?" "Let's vote on it," Kai suggested. "Wisdom of the masses, right?" "Fine, forget it." Realizing he was outnumbered, Davy gave up. "You guys are out of your minds." He begrudgingly grabbed a small, tattered duffel bag and began stuffing the money into it. The bills came close to filling the sack. All three boys gazed at the cash longingly. "I've never seen so much cash in my life," Kai admitted and gave a low whistle. "But at least we're doing the right thing." "Someday I'll have my own bag of cash." Jace tossed in the last wad of bills. "This is so stupid." Davy took one more longing look at the cash before pulling the zipper closed. The afternoon shadows grew long, and the windy afternoon settled to a calm, cool evening. Kai was running late for supper, so they trotted down the path toward the road. A few minutes later, they were approaching the old Wiki Manor. The yard sale sign was lying flat in the front yard, and a fancy new truck was backed into the driveway. The same grouchy man from earlier was loading the last boxes of leftover junk. "You hold the bag, Kai, and just let me do the talking." Jace handed the duffel over as Davy dragged his feet and pouted. "Excuse me, sir," Jace said, approaching the man as he was stepping into his vehicle. The man looked over the top of the door at the kid, then at his watch.
"What is it, kid? I've got dinner waiting," he barked.
"Yes, well, we were here, earlier, and we were here earlier." Jace's tongue refused to cooperate with his brain.
"Yeah, you bought that ugly old couch,"
he interrupted impatiently.
"I've always hated that thing. What's the problem? All sales are final, kid."
Yes, sir. Yes, I know that, sir." Jace was flustered, but tried to continue. "We bought it for our fortress in..." Davy poked him in the ribs for mentioning their secret fortress. Jace shot a scowl at him and tried to continue. "You see, the zipper on a cushion is broken," and the man interrupted again.
"No returns, kid."
He jabbed a finger toward the sign in the yard.
"All sales final. This is what it means, Junior."
He flopped into the driver's seat, and the engine roared to life. Jace shuffled to the open window.
"Yes, but we found..." "I don't care, kid. It's your couch. You're not getting your $10 back."
The truck clunked into gear and began to roll as he added,
"That thing is older than me. Of course a zipper is broken. It's yours to deal with now. My meatloaf is getting cold, so watch your feet."
He scoffed as the engine snorted.
"Buyer beware, kid. Nothing personal. It's just business."
Jace was left in a cloud of diesel smoke and dust as the truck pulled away. Wide-eyed, Jace turned to his friends across the yard. All three were speechless for a moment as they processed what had just happened. Davy was the first to spring to life. With a whoop, he leaped forward and snatched the duffel bag from Kai. And before anyone could respond, he had retrieved his bike from the bushes and was pedaling away, cackling. Thank you once again for joining us for Wonder-Filled Stories. Have you had an opportunity to check out the Wonder Club? Wonder Club is a place where families become part of the story and kids help guide the adventure. This is where creativity grows. If you want to know more about the Wonder Club, check us out at jasonsoule.com. JASONSOULE.com. But for now, remember, choices made are choices lived with. Make good choices so you can live with good consequences and not the other way around. Thank you so much for joining us at Wonderfilled Stories Podcast, and we'll see you again real soon.